Lakeland. When you head to the polls on October 18th to vote for your next municipal council, you'll have a few other decisions to make as well. This year, the province will be posing several questions on the municipal ballot. Whether Alberta should keep daylight savings time, whether equalization should be removed from the Canadian Constitution, and which of 13 candidates should represent Alberta in the Canadian Senate. The Senate election isn't binding, but will provide suggested nominees who could be summoned to the Senate to fill a vacancy. 7 of the candidates are running as independents, while 3 are running under the Conservative Party of Canada banner and 3 are running under the People's Party of Canada banner. Independents of the 7 candidates running as independents, Rick Bonnet has no website but his campaign address is in Rimby. He has no registered provincial political party endorsements, and was nominated on September 17. Doug Horner, a former Alberta cabinet minister and 4-term MLA with the former Progressive Conservative Party, is running as an independent. His website highlights his agricultural roots and business experience. To learn more about Horner's candidacy, visit his website at doughornerforsenate.ca. If you visit independent candidate Duncan Kinney's website, one of the first things you'll see are the words, "This election is fake." Kinney is running on an anti-UCP, and more specifically, anti-Jason Kenney platform. Kinney founded the nonprofit Progress Alberta and a self-described lefty. More about Kinney can be found at kinney4senate.ca. Jeff Nielsen has dedicated his career to the agricultural industry, both as a farmer and as a leader within organizations including the Alberta Barley Commission, Canadian Wheat Board and many more. Nielsen's website outlines 4 priorities: acting as a nonpartisan senator, providing rural representation, inclusion and diversity, and pushing for Senate reform. Nielsen's website is jeffnielsen.ca. Independent candidate Karina Pillay lists 6 issues she is passionate about: the pandemic, climate change, economic recovery, mental health and the opioid crisis, truth and reconciliation, and racism. She spent 17 years directing and managing a small oilfield service company and spent 3 terms as the mayor of Slave Lake. She changed careers in 2013 to enter the medical field, receiving her medical degree and specializing in family medicine. Pillay's website is karinapillay.ca. As candidate Chad Jet Thunders Saunders puts it on his website, "Jet may not be the hero we need, but he's the hero you get." His tongue-in-cheek site includes numerous references to rock and roll, humorous campaign videos and some thoughtful reflection on serious issues, including how difficult it will be for Indigenous people on First Nation reserves to vote on the referendum questions or Senate candidates, given their communities aren't having municipal elections. Some of his platform includes saving arts and culture post-pandemic, and empowering community initiatives to address housing and food security. His website is votethunders.ca. Sunil Sukram describes himself as a physician, military veteran and dedicated family man. He believes the Senate needs collaboration across the political aisle, and lists 8 priorities: the pandemic, the economy, climate change, veterans' health, first responders, the opioid epidemic, national physician and nursing literatures, and seniors and palliative health strategy. Sukram's website is sunilsukram.ca. Conservative Party candidates Erica Barootis is running as a Conservative Party of Canada candidate. Her website describes her as a conservative activist, volunteer, business leader and wife and stepmom. She was the first elected president for the United Conservative Party of Alberta and is currently the president of the Conservative Party of Canada's Edmonton Centre Electoral District Association. She is running on a platform of Senate reform. Barootis' website is ericabarootis.ca. Pam Davidson describes herself as a lifelong Albertan. She and her husband operate a small business on their farm. Her platform includes voting against bills she sees as unconstitutional, like Bill C-10, which aims to regulate internet streaming services and web giants that broadcast in Canada. Other priorities include ensuring a fair confederation by working to repeal bills she sees as anti-Alberta, and ratifying the results of the referendum on equalization, promoting free enterprise, advocating for Alberta's resource sector, and defending freedom of speech and religion. Davidson's website is pamdavidson.ca. Mykhailo Martinyuk's business experience includes owning and operating a logistics company. He founded the nonprofit Association of the Canadian-Ukrainian Free Trade Agreement. His priorities include promoting free trade, supporting the oil and gas sector, and finding a better solution to reducing plastic waste. His website is https://martineauyuk4senate.nationbuilder.com/. People's Party of Canada. Kelly Laurench is a veteran and has spent 12 years as a corrections officer. He ran unsuccessfully in this year's federal election for Red Deer, Mountain View. He wants to see a stronger, more independent province, and believes Alberta isn't being heard federally. His website is https://kellylaurence2021.ca. Anne McCormick is a former pharmacist. She ran unsuccessfully in this year's federal election for the Lakeland riding. Though her website does not list a platform, posts on her campaign Facebook page includes criticism of vaccine mandates and of the UCP's handling of the pandemic. One post states, an effective Senate's first consideration should be to protect the basic human rights of the individual in each decision before them. Another post critiques the Senate process of recommending changes to bills. Her website is https://www.peoplespartyofcanada.ca/Anne_McCormick. Nadine R. Wellwood describes herself as an entrepreneur who has worked in healthcare, for the Department of National Defense, and owned an aerospace and defense company. She ran unsuccessfully in the federal election for Banff Airdrie. Her priorities include fiscal responsibility, upholding constitutional rights and respecting the rights and property of individuals. Her website is https://nadinewellwood.ca.